Hey folks, this is David Shore from Represent Child Protective Services. Next week I start my next chapter in my trucking career with a company called FST Logistics. Now, before you say anything, some of you, they did a thorough background check. And yes, they know what I was convicted of. They went through their safety, their lawyers and all, and they still approved me. Well, that's a good thing. I still have to prove myself every day, like anybody else. But at least, I've got work. And I'm happy and I'm blessed about that. Now, there is something I want to bring to your attention. Now, as you know, the Department of Justice did an investigation into Joe Biden and the documents. And, you know, there are a bunch of other things that the Republicans brought up and some Democrats about Joe Biden. And as you know, the report came back that even though, yes, he did have those documents, but his memory is in question. That his ability to recall events is also in question. And get him on the stand, basically, would he be able to remember at his declining age? Would he remember what he had done? There's question about whether or not he remembers if he's was ever vice president. That's basically stating, and I'm going to give you my own view on this. My father, before he passed away, had Alzheimer's. Late stage Alzheimer's. There are some things he could recall and others he could not. At first, he did not recognize me. And then when I told him who I was, he remembered when I was a child and everything. And then there's other times when I'm watching Joe Biden, especially the most recent, he reminded me of my late father. If any of you have a parent or a family member who has Alzheimer's, you see the signs. And the question is, do you keep that person in a position of power and authority? Do you remove that person and put that individual maybe with family to watch over them? This is going to be a most difficult decision, not just for Joe Biden, but it's for his family. Forget about the party and everything. Do you let this man continue? Could someone claim elder abuse? Because keep him going and going and going. What's going to be the outcome? The report, it appears, sounds like they're stating he has diminished mental capacity. The inability to recall events or recall events, you know, basically recall events as they actually happen. Does a person make up events just to justify that, oh yeah, I remembered, and yet that never happened? Or how about like mentioning world leaders, countries' world leaders, but those leaders have passed on? Now, maybe that's just a simple, you know, what they call a faux pas, you know, simple mistake. Or is it something more? if Joe Biden is removed under the 26th Amendment due to this report, then Kamala Harris is sworn in as the temporary president. Now, for those of you who say, well, Michelle Obama's going to be running for president, you have to remember something. Now, like I said, I believe I said this before, and if I haven't, I'll say it now. The GOP can challenge that. They can say, well, how come they're just she's just now stating her candidacy for president? But I've seen several reports, read them, and even heard them on YouTube, that Michelle Obama doesn't want to run for president. She doesn't want the position. So let's push, you know, excludes Michelle Obama. You have Kamala Harris and you have Gavin Newsom. Now, Kamala Harris is a sitting president, I mean, vice president of the United States. She becomes president. You know she's going to get the attacks, and even from her own party. At least if the rumors are correct. So, let's say that, you know, Kamala Harris is lashing out, says, you know, Joe Biden, he's the greatest president, blah, 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 blah. If they remove Joe Biden, Kamala Harris has only two roads to take. One is she humbly accepts the position because it's the next in succession. And she's sworn in, and then she's president of the United States. There's another. The vice president does not have to accept that. The vice president can put in his or her resignation, which means the Speaker of the House is the next in line. And you know who the Speaker of the House is. Please understand, this is a complicated issue. It's not easy. And those that are, you know, those of you that are listening who are cheering about, you know, getting rid of Joe Biden, you have to remember that if that's the only way maybe they can get Michelle Obama in, is if they remove Joe Biden, Kamala Harris resigns as vice president or declines as declines a presidency, then the Speaker of the House takes in, and then they get Michelle Obama to run. Now, is there a possibility? Yes. Can that happen? Look, in this world, nothing surprises me. So let's say, you know, that scenario happens. Joe Biden, he's removed. Kamala Harris, she declines. All of a sudden, the Democratic Party says, we're nominating Michelle Obama as president, as our Democratic candidate for president of the United States. Okay, that happens. Now, how popular is she? But also, if they have a debate between Michelle Obama and Donald Trump, saying that he is going to be the nominee, that all this other stuff in the Supreme Court goes in his favor. I'm just saying, please do not shoot the messenger. But they say, you know, the Supreme Court says, yeah, he can't be taken off the ballot. And yes, he does have immunity because it wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot. They could say something like that. So let's go down this path. And the kids should listen to this, because this election, you know how they say every election, presidential election, is the most important. This is the most important. Here it is. You got Michelle Obama versus Donald Trump for the presidency of the United States. Or maybe Donald Trump doesn't, that the Speaker of the House, he is the one that they decide to run for president. Okay, which way does that go? in November, it could be, hey, Kamala Harris, sorry. You could say Michelle Obama is the first female president of the United States. People cheer, yay, yay, yay. But if it stays the way it is, look at the polls. If Trump becomes president again, this will be his second term and the only term he can run, because he's already run one time before. So first things first, focus in on what's going to happen to Joe Biden. If people continue to observe him, and, you know, even people, especially people on his own party, and they determine he is not competent to continue. And my father died in his sleep with Alzheimer's. Now, I'm not wishing this on Joe Biden. No. Let me tell you that right now. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. I'm hoping that maybe they have a cure for Alzheimer's and that he says, and they give it to him and he's completely coherent. Just like in the movie Awakenings. Well, what if it's just like in the movie Awakenings? He's talking, everything. And then the day after the election, they say he's won. He goes, takes a nap, and he doesn't wake up. I mean, we really have to look at that. The mental state of this man, I don't know. Alzheimer's is still something that the scientists really don't know anything about, because they don't really study the human brain. They'll study all the other parts of the body, but they put very little money into Alzheimer's research, dementia research. Why? The brain is the central processing unit for the entire body. It's basically when you move you don't even have to think about moving your arm. Your arm just moves naturally. Your legs, your whole entire body, blood pumps through the heart and, you know, air through the lungs and all. Blood pumps through the entire body, through your veins. But we should focus more on the brain. You know, because, and I know people say, this party or that party should be using their brain more. Everybody should stop and think. But this is an important issue. Those that believe in prayer, no matter what religion, give this man all your prayers. I'm not a Biden supporter. But I think that the best decision should be made. And not by Joe Biden, not by anybody, you know, not by those that may or may not have something to benefit by him being in office. I think let an independent doctor, or several, look at the man and give their honest diagnosis. And Kamala Harris can go fuck herself. Because I'll tell you right now, she's getting mad. Why would you get mad? I know she's the vice president. But if she doesn't want to be president, then why did she take the position? Joe Biden believed he could do a better job than Trump. And he still believes it. And I support a man that believes that what he's doing is right. But do you know only two men, really, actually, technically three, put people in positions of authority? Henry Ford is a good example. He didn't want yes men. Because he had a bunch of yes men And they all said, well, you know, they told, and he got rid of all of them when he was trying to get the V8 motor. He actually wanted people to tell him the truth, even if it meant that he'd fire all of them and get all new people. Until he finally got a group that said, it's possible. They went to back to the drawing board. They worked tirelessly. And now, because of what they did, the V6 was replaced by the V8. They worked tirelessly. And I think that's what any president should have. Not people that agree with them all the time. That some of it, if there's decisions that people see within his own party, see that it's not, may not work the way the president wants it to, give their honest opinion. And the president shouldn't go, oh, get out of here, you're fired. It should be, okay, let's look into that further. But you know, there's always people that are going to complain about that. And now there are people, you got even the mainstream media questioning Biden's mental faculties. When you got the media that's been on your side saying, you know, should he still be president? Should he be removed? That's telling me that maybe it's time to let his family take care of him. If his mental faculties are that diminished. Because I'll tell you, if it was your father, your grandfather, your uncle, your brother, and he did the exact same things that we've seen Joe Biden do, how would you feel? Would you want that person to be in a position of authority? Would you want to take care of that person? Because you may not know how much longer. That person, like my late father, he went to bed one day on March 29th, 2014. The morning of March the 30th, nurse came in, found out, and he had passed away in the night. You never can tell. Let's stop looking at Joe Biden as the president of the United States, and let's look at Joe Biden as a human being whose family has to make a difficult decision. And I don't know if Joe Biden has the mental faculties to make a conscious decision to step down. He's a proud man, and I can see that. He doesn't want to step down. He believes his mental, he's perfectly all right. I don't know what more to say. And if the Biden family are listening, you have a difficult choice to make. Look, I know you want him to remain as president. But do you want him out there because you believe he can still do the job? Or are you doing that because if he's removed, well, it's a difficult call, and I'm glad I don't have to make it. But in light of this new report from the Department of Justice, the Democratic Party have a difficult decision. They may even be having meetings right now about it. To retain Joe Biden or to invoke the 26th Amendment. I know there are those of you listening who are going to get mad at me But if you look at it, the man, it's like he's lost, even though he's got cards here on the podium. Really watch. It could be just be an act. Or it could be that mentally he's not able to continue. And if he can't continue, what would that do to the man's spirit? He got to the highest position in the country, only to be told, like a child, you have to give it up. And that's by his own people. But we'll see what happens. You know, I could be wrong, and I hope I am. And that he runs through this election. But don't be too surprised if the Democratic Party starts hearings to remove Joe Biden as President of the United States and starts hearings. If that happens, watch what Kamala Harris does. Like I said, she could just turn down being president. I don't know if that's possible. If she resigns, that means Speaker of the House takes over, and then, like I said, possibly Michelle Obama gets in that way. But if you're the first female president, you know that this is your one shot. Think about it. Would you give that up? This is David Shore for Corpus of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And send your thoughts and prayers to Joe Biden and the Biden family. May God bless Joe Biden.